Welcome to the Podiatry Business Podcast, brought to you by your host, Lorcan O'Donnella, podiatrist and health business mentor, the podcast that is designed to help current and aspiring podiatry clinic owners to make the most of their clinic, turning it into a true business that can work without them, allowing them the freedom to earn more, work less, and live a better life.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Podiatry Business Podcast with myself, Lorcan O'Donnella, podiatry business mentor and clinic owner. So the title of today's podcast is A Set Marketing Budget is Bananas. So I don't know if you're aware, but I run a complete done-for-you marketing service for podiatry clinics and for physiotherapy clinics. So we do everything. We do the web. Essentially, when we take on a client, we do everything. We rebuild their website. We do their Google ads, their Facebook ads, their Instagram ads, TikTok ads if they want. We do all of the automated follow-up, email, SMS. We install, or we are about to start installing, an AI bot that will convert their leads for them even while they're closed, even while they're asleep. Been testing that in my clinic for the last few weeks and it works great. Anyway, so I would think I would know a lot about marketing. And one of the most common questions that I get from new clients is, what should I set my marketing budget at? And now I understand why they ask this question, but it is a bananas question to ask. So let me explain, okay? Imagine I told you that there is a bookmakers across the way. So let's say William Hill or wherever. For our American listeners, William Hill is a bookmakers in England and Ireland. And I said to you, every time you go in there and you put down £10 or $10, you're going to make £100, guaranteed. How often would you go in and give them 10? You'd give them as many 10s as you possibly could, wouldn't you? And what I want you to start to think about is that your marketing should be the same thing. So with a good quality marketing campaign, the only limit to the marketing, if you have it set up right and you know your numbers, if you're able to say, I spend X and I get this many leads and it comes out at this many patients and they make this much money, and in our system, that's exactly what you get, then there's no limit to how much money you can make, bar two things really. So the first limit is the number of people in your area that you can reach. So obviously, if you live in a rural area, there's going to be less people to come into you than if you live in a big city. But that's the main thing. And then the second thing is that sometimes the ads can go stale and they need to be changed. We see that in particular with Facebook ads, but that's something that we deal with. So if you're doing your marketing, someone's doing it for you, they should be dealing with that. You shouldn't have to worry about it. And the number of people is as the number of people is. And as long as you're making more money, you can keep spending more money and making more money and spending more money. So I hope that makes sense. So marketing is essentially creative plus the numbers. So the creative basically is the strategy and how it works, etc., and what it looks like and the resonance, all that kind of stuff, plus the numbers. So the numbers is, how much money did I make from it? And essentially that's it. And if you know your numbers and you're creative in your ads and your marketing is smart marketing, well, then there's no reason you can't keep turning it up and turning it up. So the idea of having a set number of cash that you're going to spend and no more doesn't make any sense. Why would you not keep spending more money to make more money? The only issue is, can you take the patients? So in my clinic, for example, we're completely full. We don't have any space for any more patients. So I actually had to go in and turn down my ads. I had to turn down my Google ads and my Facebook ads in the last few weeks. So if I get more staff, I could turn it up and I could fill their diary. And it is as simple as that. So how do you do it? Okay, so that's all great, Lorcan. Tell me what to do. Okay, so this is what I have my clients do. And this is what we teach them. Okay, so we do this for them, but they've got to understand the strategy of it. So you start at the end point. You think about, what is the outcome that I want? Who do I want to get in? What much money do I need to make? What's my turnover I need to get? What's my goal? And what kind of patients do I want to get? So for example, I want to get loads of ingrown toenail patients. I'm going to talk about a podiatry clinic. I want to get loads of ingrown toenail patients. Well, then you got to think, well, where do they hang out? Where would I find ingrown toenail patients? Now, people with ingrown toenails that need surgery, they're not really on Facebook looking for a solution. They're actively looking for a solution. So we would run a Google ad for them. We wouldn't really run a Facebook ad. We might try it, but Google's where it's going to be. plantar fasciitis, you can do Google, but Facebook works really well for plantar fasciitis patients. So you start with the end in mind. Who do I want? What type of patients? And where am I going to find them? Second thing is, how much cash do I need to make from these patients? So what is the lifetime value of a patient? So if you have your episode value. So if, for example, you know that every time, let's say you charge £500 for nail surgery. Well, you know every time I get a nail surgery patient, then I'm going to make £500. So you now know how much you're going to make. So how much cash do I actually need to make? So if I want to make £10,000, well, and the value is £1,000 each, well, then I need 10 patients, etc. You get the gist. Then the next thing is, what is my conversion rate of leads? So leads are people that you've got their details, but they're not a patient yet. Like, so am I able to convert 1 in 3? Am I able to convert 1 in 4, 1 in 2, etc.? Step 4, how many leads do I therefore need at that conversion rate to give me the number of patients to give me the money? And then number 5 is, what's that going to cost me to get that many number of leads? So let's go through that as an example. Now, you might want to pause and get a pen and paper and write this out. And then at the end, you'll get, oh, and now I understand where he's coming from. Okay, so let's assume you want to make an extra £5,000 or $5,000. And let's assume that the lifetime value or the episode value basically means if the patient comes in and they're coming in for, say, a month or 2 months, that's what I mean, is £500 or $500. Therefore, 5,000, which is what I want to make, divided by 500 tells me I need to get 10 patients. Now, let's assume that my conversion rate of my Google Ads campaign is 50% for this campaign. So if I convert 50% and I need 10 patients, then I need to get 20 leads. Okay, so now I know I need 20 leads and I convert half of them. That becomes 10 patients. They give me 500 each. I make 5,000. Boom, there's my numbers. How much is it going to cost me to get 20 leads? Well, if I am doing my ads for a little while, now when you start off first time, it's a little bit of a guesswork, educated guess. But it's if I know that every lead costs me £50 or $50, well then, to get 20 leads, I've got to spend $1,000 or £1,000 on that leads. So I'm going to get £1,000 into that campaign. That's going to give me 20 leads. I'm going to convert 50% of them because that's what I tend to do. They're going to spend $500 each. I'm going to get $5,000. So my $1,000 spend turns into $5,000. Now, if you say, well, I only have a set budget and the budget is only $200, well, then you're never going to make what you could make because you have this fixed mindset when it comes to your marketing budget. Now, I heard a story that explained this really well, and it was about Jimmy Carr, the comedian. So Jimmy Carr is an English comedian, and he is very abrupt, and he says things that makes people uncomfortable. And he was at an awards show where basically he was giving out awards to people who did well in marketing. And one guy won an award because he spent £400 and he made 24,000 using a Facebook ad campaign. It wasn't in healthcare. And everybody at the awards show got up and they clapped and they hollered and they said, "Woo, amazing, fantastic, you spent £400 and you made 24,000. And Jimmy Carr, in his inimitable style, said, "Stop, fucking idiots. Why did you only spend 400? Why didn't you spend 800? And he was right, because if they'd spent more money, they'd have made more money. And why would they stop doing that? Now, they actually came back the following year and they won the prize again because they literally took Jimmy Carr's advice. Instead of spending 400, they actually went and spent 20,000 and they made $250,000. So this is what I mean. Now, if they had a fixed budget that was only going to be 400, they'd never made more money. But what they did is they did an ad campaign. They saw how it went. They tested it and they knew the numbers. And because they knew the numbers, they were able to have confidence, go back and say, let's spend more money. Like you going back into the bookies every day with your £10 to make £100. So I hope this makes sense and it makes you realize that having a set marketing budget is a bad idea. Now, it doesn't mean that you just throw money at marketing. That's not what I mean. Your marketing should always, always, always be held to account. You should always know what your ROI is in terms of cash. How much money did you make? You don't need to know about clicks or impressions or click-through rate. None of that matters. You can't bring any of that to the bank. I don't care if I have a 1% click-through rate or my lead cost me 100 quid, as long as I'm making more money than I spent. And with good quality marketing, this is can absolutely be done. Now, this is what we do for our clients who are clients of our Done For You marketing service. And if this is something you're interested in having finding out more about, then go to our website, morepracticeprofits.com. Have a look at the Done For You marketing service and book a 10-minute triage call with one of my team where we'll have a conversation with you to see what are your problems, what are your issues, your frustrations with your marketing, and if we think we're the right fit for you. If we think we can help, we think we're the right people for you, we'll absolutely do so. If we think we're not, we'll just point you in the right direction of where we do think you should go. And that's it. It's as simple as that. So if you have a set marketing budget, maybe it's time you revisited that idea and start to know your numbers instead. So this is Lorcan O'Donnell, podiatry business mentor and clinic owner, signing out. Until next time.